5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff.
Could you imagine if a million of us showed up at the border and the truckers and the bikers and the Christians and the pastors and we said no more, not on our watch? How fast the governors would shut down the ports of entry and move to do something, including the sheriffs.
Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Today's guest is on the front lines.
Literally.
I mean, literally on the front lines. She is a border and domestic security expert. She's a national speaker, and she's the founder of Women Fighting for America. Welcome to the show, Christy Hutcherson. Yay!
Hi, Stacey and David. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. Great.
Oh, now, we're so excited to have you back on the show.
The challenge with this show is for people that are just now, you're listening on Apple or they're watching, you know, one of these platforms or on BEK or somewhere else, and it's like to catch who you are and what you're about quickly, because you're such a rare bird. We were joking earlier, kind of a combination of like Jason Bourne and Wonder Woman.
Yes.
You know, maybe kind of a little bit mixed together. And you're uniquely equipped with an incredible background for such a time as this. You know, we've had other guests that are like that. It's like God's preparing you for right now. But you walk into situations that most people try to avoid, and you actually schedule appointments to go into them. You know, you plan on it. You don't fall into these situations. You plan on walking into danger, but you're saving lives and pulling people out of terrifying situations and changing the trajectory of lives for people. And speaking a message that could be saving a lot of lives here in America. So first of all, I just want to thank you. But for those of you listeners, catch this show right now, but this is a name you need to be following. If you want a little more rod in your own spine and somebody's going to inspire you to wake up, speak up, and show up in a whole different kind of way on a whole nother level, this is your person right here. If you're looking for a hero, this is your person right here.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say so. Thank you so much.
Well, Christy, give us our audience, if they don't know you, give them a little bit of your background. So I obviously said you're a border expert, but give us a little bit of your background. How did you become that and where you are today?
Well, Stacey, I worked in along with we had a private consultant business. I've been in the defense logistics arena consultancy for a very long time, worked in Washington, D.C. for over 18 years, also worked on some political campaigns. So I have a unique perspective. We helped with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan. I could go on and on, but I'm also a Christian. More importantly, that's the most important thing, right? I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I do believe that he is preparing individuals with special skill sets for such a time as this to step into the arena. And almost three years ago, I was having a Bible study actually in my backyard, and I heard an audible from the Lord, and he said, Christy, I called you in 93 and I called you in 2012. You denied me both. Are you going to deny me a third?
Ooh.
And it was, it was really powerful. And, I was bawling. And when you're met with the Holy Spirit, you know, when you're hit with the Holy Spirit. And I looked around to see, did I really hear that, what I heard? And I did. And, I stepped down as CEO of my company, and God, gave me some visions of the United States of America and what he wanted me to do. And Women Fighting for America was birthed out of that conversation in prayer with the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the things that the Lord told me that really stuck with me, because I said, you know what, God, I'm not equipped, I'm not qualified, and I'm a nobody. And he said, you know what, Christy, I'm calling the nobodies because the somebodies haven't been doing their job.
Wow.
Well, you're doing your job
you
now.
You are doing your job.
You're doing
right
your job
now.
So well. There's things that you're doing, and some video we even looked at with you before the show started, we can't even put on the show.
But we'll put it in the notes.
We'll put it in the notes. But you're doing your job so well that it's shocking.
Yeah, you know, I got involved actually at the border. I was doing other work across America. The whole premise behind Women Fighting for America is to be bold and fearless. But loving with a velvet fist. And that means to expose the corruption corruption at all levels. And it doesn't matter if you have an R, D, or I behind your name, you're going to be exposed. If you're going against the Constitution and the founding of this country, and you're working to take her down and to destabilize her, you're going to get exposed by me and my organization.
Amen.
Educate, activate, and mobilize the American people. You know, I have a unique background as far as even my heritage. My mother is Russian Jew. My grandparents fled Stalin. My great-grandfather were in Ellis Island. My family was thrown in the gulags. And on my father's side, I'm American Indian. My grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee, so I'm a little feisty. And so, you know,
you're bred for this.
You were.
I was bred for this.
You were.
You know, I'm a patriot. My whole family has served in the military. My son was just served in the military, and I'm so proud of him. And he stood up for the oath that he took. He got kicked out, by the way, recently, unjustly. Mm. But I'm proud of this young man. And we have a lot at risk for our nation right now.
Yep.
We are standing at a crossroads in America where we are not going to have the freedom and the liberties. We are going to be a globalist nation who is going to be under tyranny and communist and socialist authority if the American people do not have a 1775 moment. That's what I do. That's why I do what I do.
That is so good.
We're under attack in so many ways. Our health's under attack. Our finances are under attack. I mean, it's the only way to even explain what's happening to our currency and our dollar and our oil and our, you know, from being an exporter to an importer to, you know, now, you know, Biden spoke this morning and said, hey, I'm trying to add more trains so we can get rid of millions of cars. You know, he's trying to price this out. Like every facet of what's happening looks like a planned demolition, like a plan, like you see a building with dynamite, then it's like collapse, you know, in form. It feels like that is what's coming against our country is a planned demolition.
It 100% is planned, and it's been in the works for 60 years. They've been very patient. They, you know, they always tell you what they're going to do. The problem is that we don't believe that really that are they really going to do that? No way. America's never going to fall. And they use labels and words like conspiracy theorist, you're a right-wing zealot. That's the labeling. But that is a trick. If you go back in history and you study your history and you study books like the Chinese Malalment, the Mao movement, the Rules for Radicals, all of these things, and you study the enemy, because you really need to study the enemy. It's because if you get into the mindset of the enemy, then you're going to understand what their plans are and how they're going to achieve these goals. And we're seeing the fruition of everything that they said they were going to do just by looking at history. And we are looking at a fall, a destabilization of the United States of America. And we're going to be, I call it the perfect storm that's coming. And, you know, I've told this before, I will be the first one to get on the biggest stage and pulpit and say, I'm eating crow and I'm wrong. But I don't believe we're going to have an election in 22, by the way. And I know that's like shocking for people to hear, but they're going to create what I call the perfect storm, which is going to create food supply shortages, other supply shortages, meat shortages, gas shortages. You've got the border crisis. You've got the destabilization of the dollar and all of these things, which have been working in unison together to bring down America. And there's going to be civil unrest. And now you have the justice system who are, you know, doing these laws with the abortion and things, very controversial stuff. You've got the J6 committee. And it's not a distraction so much. You have to understand this is all to create civil disobedience. And when you create civil disobedience, they can enact certain martial laws and certain laws that are built in to say, we can't have a fair election right now. We're going to have to postpone this because we don't have civility. Right. And I believe that personally, that's what's getting ready to happen. And unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong, but I see Americans probably taken to the streets if they don't get engaged right now and understand what your role is, your role as we the people, because we the people are in charge of this nation. We're the ones who are in control. We dictate to the president what he should be doing. We are the people. We are in control. Mm-hmm. And we need to take our rightful place back. And I wanted to talk about how they're using the southern borders to destabilize this nation and our country.
Let's jump in right before you do that. If you want to be able to hear from Christy directly, Colton just placed it at the bottom third there. If you're just listening on Apple or somewhere else, you can text to the number 91776, as in 9-1776, the word fight. 9-1776. the word fights. You can continue on going. There's some information she's going to drop for the first time on this show right now coming up. And then again in Virginia at the Reawaken America event, Virginia Beach, coming up on July 8th, I think. There's flyer. Bam, right there. Man, you guys are amazing. It's coming up. And that's going to be kind of the big reveal. She's got photos, documentation, some things are going to be revealed first time ever there. If not, you can be watching it live on rumble.com and that event. We'll be rebroadcasting it. Flyover Conservatives, rumble.com/Flyover Conservatives, rebroadcasting that event. But if you want information about how to attend, if you're anywhere on the East Coast, you can text the number 40509. The word events, and we'll get you connected. We have a meet and greet. Sometimes Christy comes.
Yeah.
Sometimes she doesn't. You never know.
Depends on what she's got going on. She's a busy lady.
You can't predict. It's a wild card. But she may or may not be at the meet and greet, but we will be for sure. So text 40509, the word events. And I know even more information is coming out then.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.
You know, there's nothing more important as a patriot than to be around other patriots, keeping your fire lit. That's why they went to such great lengths the last 2 years to try to isolate you, keep you from going outdoors, keep you from going to the gym, closing your church down, masking your face up. They can't see your smile. It's time to come together with other patriots and make a difference.
The best place that I have found to be able to find your tribe, to hear the best of the best, is at the Reawaken America event. You're going to hear people like Clay Clark,
Scott McKay, Mel Kay,
Mike Lindell,
Eric Trump,
Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Northrup,
General Michael Flynn, and the gym owner from New Jersey, Ian Smith.
So text the word events to 40509. Again, the word is events to 40509.
You could name your own price for these events. Every month, we're in a different city, in a different state, waking people up. There's no place better to do it than a Reawaken America event.
So, Christy, tell us what's going on at the border.
Absolutely, Stacey. So I just got back, me and my team, from being both in Central America and in a sector of Arizona that takes, it's about a 5-day hike in and out if you're walking. And this is an area where there's no LEOs, law enforcement officers, or Border Patrol agents. This is an area of the desert that is completely controlled and operated by the Sinaloa cartel. And so let's start with that scenario, since you have the pictures up to the right, and then I'll talk about what we were doing in Central America and how this is impacting our southern borders and the destabilization of America. So that's part of my team right there. Okay. And we are suiting up. We were probably about a 6-mile hike in, very hard, tough terrain. And so this area is known for bringing in the getaways and a lot of the heavier drugs like your carfentanil and fentanyl, because of course there's nobody there. And they, so in this particular area right now, they have fortified two particular ridges, and they have on one ridge about 12 to 13 cartel member, heavily armed, full autos. On one ridge, they have about 8 of them. On the other ridge, fully autos. And then down below, just before, there's big, huge gaps in the border wall here. And where there's the gaps, that's the passage, one of the passageways that they utilize. And there's like this big water tank. And we have video of this from our drone footage and from our glasses. And they were, it was wash day. So sometimes they'll get off their post, come down to do washing, these cartels, and they put their weapons down. So we got a lot of this information. But what's interesting, this picture right here, this is a very scary situation. Because you hear about that right now, we have over 50 terrorists that the actual government has caught, getaways, terrorists on the terrorist watch list, known watch list, 50 of them that we know that they've actually caught, right? How many have they not caught?
Right.
This picture is on American soil. This is not in Mexico. This is the United States of America. And I want you to look at the weapon that the gentleman's holding. He's one of the cartel. He's the guide. The terrorists pay $50,000 to $150,000 for safe passage in this area. And when you zoom in, you have a mixture of some cartel members, but you also have a Chinese national that's in there. And you also have a Middle Easterner that's in there. And these guys blend in. So they teach them how to look like Central and South Americans and Mexicans to blend in. And when you start looking at footage and you're used to doing this like I am, you can start looking and knowing who's who and what's what and how they've disguised them. This is terrorists right here. This is a group of terrorists that the cartel were smuggling in. And by the way, this was 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me. And they're paying, did you say,
unfortunately,
they're paying $150,000 to come in? Is that what you're saying? For yes, safe?
Yeah, $50,000 to $150,000 per person.
Wow.
For safe passage. And that's to bring heavily armed because they know that these are special assets. And special assets are terrorists or something that they really want to, that the cartel has a vested interest to personally make sure that they get safe passage into the United States of America.
And it's
unbelievable.
There's a fee for everybody that crosses over. Is that correct? That the cartel's collecting even?
That is 100% correct.
Just regular people that are just coming across. Everybody is paying a toll to get through. Yeah. So, I mean, Biden has created a huge windfall of money to fund the cartel. Yeah,
exactly. It used to be drugs.
To weaponize them even further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's to the tune of over $1 billion a month that they're making right now just in human trafficking. And that's a great thing that you just brought up because we have a administration, a president of the United States who actively is breaking international law and American law. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Trafficking is deemed anytime there's money exchanged, right? To traffic somebody across in international borders, right? That's why it's international laws that are also being broken. So the moment somebody steps into the country, when they've paid the cartel any money whatsoever, number one, the cartel members should be arrested right then and there for trafficking. They're not. They're mm-hmm. instead, we have Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, ICE, DHS, and all of them aiding and abetting the breaking of international and also our sovereign laws as well. This is going on. To me, that's treasonous acts. I want to know where the backbone is of not only our state legislatures, our governors, where is the backbone of our federal as well, the Senate mm-hmm. and the House of Representatives. Where are they? They're nowhere to be found, which that's is
exactly
sad.
Right.
The cartels, the reason why I want to talk about the cartels really quick, and then we'll go into Central America. The cartels are highly sophisticated organization. These guys have gone to the Wharton Business School. They've gone to Harvard. They've gone to some of the best universities. So when you think of a cartel person, the head up, right? These guys are businessmen. They make billions of dollars. They're out. They have numerous layered organizations. They have front stores to make their money legitimate. And the mules and the coyotes and the MS-13 gang members and all of those are just their bad. Those are kind of like their strong arm that they do to do their dirty work.
Sure.
But the cartels are very intelligent, very sophisticated businessmen, and they pay off politicians. They pay off individuals so we turn a blind eye. So again, follow the money, peel back the onions. We have a lot of unfortunate governors and politicians who are on the take, who take money from these entities. And that's the reason why you don't see any of them moving the needle to protect the American citizens and close our borders.
Absolutely.
Now, no other country works like that. We lived in Mexico for a few years in orphanages doing work. Man, our FM3 visas and the work, mm-hmm. they would show up to inspect, make sure you had your paperwork that you were documented to be living in Mexico and working there.
And we paid a lot of money to have those visas.
Yeah. It's expensive, you know, for your whole family. Like you can't just go into other mm-hmm. countries and just live there. Like this is one of the few scenarios in the world where, you know, it's working the other way. 'Cause they don't do that for us if you go there.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, Stacey and David, but if I go to fly on an airplane, I have to show my real ID now, right? Real ID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have to show a passport if I'm going internationally. I have to pass through security checks. These individuals who are coming over the border, and if you want to show that passport and some documentation that we seized mm-hmm. from a Colombian that was sneaking in a gotaway in the sector. So this right here, we stumbled upon them and our team was able to confiscate their backpacks and all of their gear. He ran away with no shoes on and we just let him go. But they're told to drop their passports, to drop their documents before they come over here. And this individual was probably carrying some kind of, in his backpack, he had some drugs and some things like that, but he was probably also a scout. So this is what's coming into our country. And we have individuals who are being boarded on aircraft, planes, trains, automobiles, you name it, with no ID. They're leaving them over in Mexico because they're coached to do so. And when they come to the Border Patrol agents and they give names, ages, dates of birth, and all of those things, they have no documentation to back up what they're telling them. we don't know really in reality who any of these people are, and they're certainly not vetting them. So we have a major problem, and 80% anyway, who are coming over the border, 80% are not women and children. They are single young adult males of fighting age. And when we were in Central and South America, looking at Nicaragua and Guatemala and Belize and Mexico, we have the Chinese Communist Party, who have complete operational control almost of the supply food chain in these countries. They are controlling the groceries and the supplies that are coming into their countries. They also are controlling and doing the road systems and the toll systems and building them. And this is very concerning. They are got their foothold. So they're making deals with these other countries who are right there at our back door and setting up shop. In two of these countries, 30% of the population now are Chinese.
Wow.
In Nicaragua, within the last 2 weeks, the Nicaraguan president just gave the green light for Russia to bring their soldiers here along with military vehicles and equipment. And now they're going to be training with the Nicaraguan government right here on our back door. Venezuela is the key country right now that they're utilizing to fly in terrorists from Afghanistan, Iraq, all of these nations, Iran, Syria, the Chinese, the Russians. They're coming through Venezuela, and then they're brought up through to Mexico, and they're blended in with these huge caravans. And then they break off, and then they go to these particular sectors where they know that there's no oversight, law enforcement, mm-hmm. because we call it no man's land, and it truly is no man's land. It's unforgiving, and that's where they're bringing them up through. That keeps me up every night.
No kidding.
And you know, it's the Mexican-Americans in South Texas that oppose this greater than anyone else. You can see it with the election mm-hmm. of Mayor Flores in the Rio Grande Valley. They oppose this stronger than anybody even further north. You know, they realize and recognize the dangers involved in that drug cartel element, the fentanyl and mm-hmm. the crime and everything that comes along with it.
I was briefing Governor Ducey's office a little over two months ago. I was invited to the Capitol, and I had probably 23 sheriffs from the state of Arizona. I had the attorney general, I had the governor's ear, and I had the head of the appropriations committee. So those are the kind of people that were in this room that I personally was invited to come and speak to because we have solutions. I have mm-hmm. a solution that the state governors can do right now. To secure our borders and stop the getaways. And when my team and my solution is on the ground, we've done nine of these proof of concepts at our own personal cost, which each proof of concept cost anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 to do out of my own personal pocket, because nobody will pay for it or fund it, which is sad.
That is what we need to talk about, is how people can actually donate to what you're doing, because I think you are doing very important work. They can go to WFFA.win. You can donate there. There's a donate button right there at the top. It's really important that we help to finance what you're doing there at Women Fighting for America. This is extremely important.
And hold some of these political officials, their feet to the fire, because there are solutions, not just, you know, Abbott doing something because it seems like something that maybe DeSantis would do. So we can kind of, you know, look like DeSantis for a second, mm-hmm. you know, one of those kind of things. It's like there's legitimate answers, and these guys could be doing a lot more.
They could be. And, you know, so I had a packet of Sweet and Low. So everyone knows what a packet of Sweet and Low looks like. And I had one at everyone's, and I told them, I said, I want you to open up that packet of Sweet and Low, and I want you to pour it into your hand. And it's not that much. It's maybe the size of a dime. And I said, I want you to imagine this now being utilized as a bioweapon against the United States, the citizens of the United States of America, because I believe that's one of the things that they're going to do on multiple fronts of how they're going to attack America. Because if you notice, Stacey and David, the fentanyl and carfentanil loads coming over have gone up. You're talking 1,500, 2,000%, mm-hmm. right? Why are they bringing this much drugs into the nation? One little granule. If you touch it, and we showed a video, a very powerful video of a police officer searching a car, and he happened to accidentally, he just barely touched the fentanyl, and he dropped dead, and they had to give him Narcan. He coded three times in the ambulance. Imagine that being put on a gas pump a shawl in the mall and on the escalators. Imagine that putting put in the food, water supply systems on food in the grocery stores. People would be dropping like flies. That is a bioweapon. So when I'm talking about national security, terrorists, bioweapons coming over, international narcotics trade, we have such an, to me, the number one issue facing America right now is the open borders, because without borders, you have no sovereignty, and you're letting in dangerous individuals who have nothing but intent to harm the American people. And I started talking about even the uptick, you're going to see uptick of soft targets being hit, and they don't give a crap about collateral damage. And when you're in the military world, like I've been in, you understand what collateral damage is. Collateral damage is evil. They don't care who they kill, even children, to make their point or get their agenda across, right? You're going to see an uptick of more and more mass shootings, because this is planned. By the way, make no mistake, even Uvalde, we have footage, and we grabbed my team grabbed the aerospace around Uvalde that day before they could take it down. And there's a lot of questions about what military aircraft were there, who landed there, et cetera. And by the way, before the first bullet was shot, there was a medical evac helicopter that was deployed to Uvalde before even the first shot was fired. There's a lot of questions that people better start answering themselves. This isn't conspiracy. You just have to start connecting the dots. Governors. I'm born and raised in the state of Florida. This is where I'm from. And I love Governor DeSantis, but I wish he would have my ear, because I'm going to tell him what he can do to secure Florida's borders. Sure. He's not doing enough. Mm-hmm. We need to have task force. He needs to assign major task force to go after the illegals that this administration is illegally putting into the in the state of Florida. And that means every state, every governor can do this. They need to be stationed at airports. They need to be stationed at UPS, Federal Express locations. By the way, they're using UPS trucks to smuggle in people as well. We've seen it. We've got the footage in the desert. So we need to have task force set up all over the states. So the moment that this administration rolls in with a plane or a bus or you name it, with these illegals, they need to be put back on a bus and they need to be shipped out of our state. And if we can't put them back over the border, then they need to be shipped to Delaware, California, New Hampshire, all of these states who want to have sanctuary cities and guard them and box them in and keep them there.
So let me ask you a question, Christy, a closing question here. What are ways that people can speak up and show up to make a difference in this area that you're talking about?
And if you can kind of drill into a little more of what you said about, we have 4 months. I think that's a critical time, especially when you listen to a lot of prophetic voices. They're saying, hey, these next 4 months, we're in like a war time. Yep. Like this is a war season that we're in as a nation.
Yeah, America, they need to wake up and stop going to their day-to-day lives and grind, because at the end of the day, you can either be, you know, the richest man in the graveyard, but have no country, right? We have to show up. We have 4 months. And what I mean by that is you have an election coming in November. Trump was the great disruptor. He disrupted their plans. And Obama, him coming out symbolic on the White House, that was a very symbolic statement to the rest of the world. Again, they always do something to say, trigger something. That was, I'm still in control. I'm driving this thing, right? We're not going to have an election. We're, like I said, we call it the perfect storm. We're going to see, you better also start getting seed supplies. We're going to train you. We're going to teach you on what you need to do to know what the threat is, who the threat is, but how to counter that threat. We're going to give you the tools that you need to actually take back this country. One of the things I want all of your listeners to do, if you don't have the book, Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates, I want you to get the book, Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. That is a great example of what what you need to do as a citizen. Is your duty. It is your right to do that. But we have to be together. Nothing's going to change unless we show up in the hundreds of thousands, not 500, not 250, not 3,000. We need to show up when leaders and influencers like myself and Stacy and David and Clay Clark and General Mike Flynn, et cetera, when we ask you to please come and show up, you need to stop what you're doing. You need to show up, because I can tell you, I did an event in McAllen, Texas to shed a light on the border, and they did everything in their power to shut that down. It was insane. I've never seen the attacks that we had at that event. But if the American people would come to the border, I asked the truckers to come. Nobody showed up. I've been banging on the gong. come with Women Fighting for America, come to the border. And could you imagine if a million of us showed up at the border, and the truckers and the bikers and the Christians and the pastors, and we said no more, not on our watch, how fast the governors would shut down the ports of entry and move to do something, including the sheriffs. So show up. That's and get huge. Involved.
Huge.
Show up is huge. So these events you're talking about, training and equipping, how can they find out about that? What's the best way to be in the loop in that? How can they find out when will you be in their town? How can people go to these? They fly to that. What's the best way to connect on that?
So first of all, we have to raise the money to do this, because to bring in, when we're coming to your town, it's going to be a one full day. It's going to be a 10-hour day of very intense training. This is about not just, we're not going to be speaking. We're actually going to be training you with the things that you need to take back your communities in this nation. So we need to fund it so we can come to your city, right? So if you want to help out and you want to be a sponsor, or you can $5, $10, whatever you can afford, that would be great. So you can go to WFFA.win. to donate there. We're going to be posting information on that. It's going to be called Take Action Tour. It's Take Action. And we're going to be having a website. We're creating that right now. It'll be launched in the next week, and it'll be up and running. So you'll be able to get that information off of our website, WFFA.win. But right now we need to fund it. If you want us to come to your town, if you want to have true things that you're going to be able to do to take back this nation, you're going to want to be a part of that day, that one day intense training. And in the meantime, I've created a 14-step plan on how to take back America's future. And you can sign up at, you can text the word fight to 91776, or you can go to our webpage and you'll find that 14-point plan that you can start doing right now to start taking back America. But it only starts with you. You know, one person can make a difference. Yep. One person sparks a fire, then another, and then another. And by the end of it, we have this torch and this flame that's unstoppable. So you need to get involved right now.
I love it. Christy, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Real thanks for American everything you're hero, doing. For real.
Where are your hard-earned dollars going? Are they going to fund the deep state, or are they going to fund the kingdom?
And you know where you stand with a guy like Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. And not only is he a great guy and he supports great causes, he makes the best products in the world in his category.
Yeah, 10-year warranties on their products. My favorite product, when you go to MyPillow.com and you put the promo code FLYOVER right at the top, you get up to 66% off. Right now, they're running a special on the slippers. They are my very favorite. I know I've talked about it many times, but these slippers are absolutely amazing. It is like
a hug. She doesn't leave the house without them hardly.
For your feet. In fact, a lot of times I'll put them in my purse. So if I'm wearing heels or something and my feet start hurting, I'll put on my slippers. They have this great bottom on them too that makes it really nice, and that they're not going to get ruined when you do go outside.
And you know what? Every time you spend a dollar, you're voting. You're voting in a big way. Let's support Mike Lindell. He's supporting you. He's supporting our country. Let's support him.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.